Today, the Art Gallery of South Australia has announced their newly appointed director. Rana Devenport is the first woman to take helm of the cultural institution, but it's a situation she's well prepared for, as she was also the first female director in her current role at Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tomaki. I asked her how much of a difference it makes for women in the cultural sector to see more representation at the top level.
It is very important for women, and particularly women in the cultural sphere, to see that this is possible. And I have had fantastic women and men who have mentored me. And something I've really tried to do is to mentor and give support to those women working in culture. And, you know, primarily it's women in the museum industry. So to be able to really allow them the possibility to dream and give them the support and the confidence to realise that, particularly in these positions that have more influence, to be able to affect a positive change.
The process of transitioning, is it important as a departing director to make sure you do leave grounding so someone can pick it up and run with it?
It's a really fascinating mixture, and one of the very first things I'll be doing is talking with Lisa Slade, the terrific assistant director there, you know, about what the upcoming program is, and simultaneously thinking ahead with Auckland to have those cornerstone projects in place so it can be left in good hands and certain things can be introduced and implemented while leaving enough room and enough fluidity for the next directors. And certainly, I mean, Art Gallery of South Australia, it's such a dynamic program. It's such an exciting place to be, and you can just feel it. It was really exciting spending time there while I was going through the interview process as a spy in the House of Love, you know, wandering around, talking to people and just observing what was going on, and just seeing that level of audience engagement was terrific. And I think building on that is really fundamental. So that mixture of looking at what's in place, but also bringing in that vision. And because I'm a curator and I'm thinking about it from a curatorial and exhibition making perspective and not being heavy-handed, but allowing our curators to be the best that they can be.
What was it that drew you to apply for this position in terms of beyond the role? What does the South Australian Art Gallery deliver to you?
I really love the programming and the specific vision with the Adelaide Biennial, and that is unique in the country. And Tanandi and the Indigenous Australian, oh, it's fantastic. What a great project. There's such great talent in Adelaide, and both of those projects are national projects. And obviously Adelaide in a wider sense, I think, is very interesting. I mean, I love the festival at One Adelaide, and there's so much that's going on there. And it's always had the reputation as a state in terms of its acknowledgement of the importance of culture. And I think any fine city that is thinking about the future, if it doesn't recognise the importance of culture, it's not going to move forward, because it's fundamental to not only a sense of well-being and cohesion, but more importantly, perhaps, an understanding of the intelligence of human life today and how that can be explored through culture.
South Australia is also looking at developing a new contemporary art gallery. How does it feel to be potentially at the helm of such a project?
Terrific. I mean, it's obviously it's a collaborative project, and working really closely with the government, it absolutely relies on their support, and it's terrific to see that there's thinking about that project taking place. It was something that I had to undertake and was part of my attraction when I took on the directorship of the Gavette Brewster Art Gallery in Taranaki. I mean, that a tiny town of 70,000 people with this extraordinary art museum, and part of that project was developing the Len Lai Centre, and I raised the money, and we negotiated a fantastic architect, Andrew Patterson, and worked through all the planning with that. I left before it actually opened, but only after I knew it would absolutely happen. All the contracts were signed, the foundations laid, and there it is. It's this astonishing building. And knowing how that's transformed the city and how that combination of great architecture and great art can really shift where a city sits in relationship to its own people, but also as an attractor for cultural tourism and cultural visitors. I mean, cultural tourism, the fastest growing tourist dimension in the world, and what we call the free independent traveller, people thinking and negotiating their own way through the world, is something that's such an important aspect of cities and how they might imagine themselves.
Rana Devenport, newly appointed director of the Art Gallery of South Australia, ending that report.